And you know, there's an illustration that I share at weddings. Whenever I do a wedding, that there was a couple in this church. Both of them have gone on to glory. And you know, I remember going over visiting this sister, and I would go and I would see her husband, and he would be in the bed every time I go over there and visit. And then one time I went over there and he was sitting up in the chair. And I said, sister, how did he get in the chair? And she said, well, you know, the doctor said he needs to get up a couple times a day because if he doesn't, he'll get bed sore. So she said, Reverend, she said, every day. You know, I find a way. Now, I'm talking about an elderly couple, right? She said, every day I find a way to get him off of the bed and put him up in his chair so he can sit up. She said, Reverend, I got to change him. I got to feed him. I got to do everything for him. That's unconditional love. She was getting absolutely nothing from that relationship. She was getting nothing from it at all. And she was, favor is what? Releasing. And that's all she was doing was giving.
Welcome to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder and dean of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today for the conclusion of Highly Favored. So let's rejoin Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Highly Favored.
And in this time, you know, we talk about some things that you need to look for before you get married. All right, now, there's about 10 things in there that we talk about. You need to look for this. You know, I mean, so you premarital couples, when they come, you know, that's what we hit. So that you know what type of person that you're married, right? So now, if you see some red flags and you see issues that are there and you say, I don't care, I love this person, and I'm going to marry this person anyways, and then you step out, and then 2 years later, you're back in Pastor Glaze's office and you wonder what went wrong, then you can see that I went ahead and did something that I wasn't supposed to do. Now, you got into it, and you stay in it and work it out, unless there's some circumstance that prohibits that from you doing that, all right? I'm saying that. But other than that, you know, people come to me, they're always looking for the way out, all right? Now, I'm saying, well, here's what the scripture gives you a couple ways out, and here they go right here. Now, do any of them meet that criteria? Well, no, okay. So now when you have done that, now, you know, the amazing thing, I asked people, I said, well, did you pray about this person and how God is working in your relationship, and have you committed this, turn this relationship over to God? And most of the time, not all of the time, most of the time, people will tell me, honestly, well, no, I really haven't. Okay, then my question is, then when it goes bad and you realize that you don't have the favor of God, and it's not because God didn't want to give you the favor, it's because you pushed ahead apart from God. You went out on your own apart from God, and that's why you're not experiencing the favor of God. Now you say, well, how can we get this thing right? You know, I got a hard head partner, and my partner don't want to listen, and my partner definitely don't, you know, they definitely don't have the favor on them. Well, you just work on the favor in you. And how do we get the favor? Reverence, righteousness, and release. So you just keep focusing on reverence, righteousness, and release. Now, I'm not saying that God, you know, because, you know, one thing, you know, we pray for other people, especially in relationships that are hard, and we pray that God would change that other person, and we pray that God would move in their life. And I just want to say that God is all-powerful. He really is. All right? But you know what? He got to have a little bit of help from the other person. He got to have a little bit. He got to, this person got to say, look, a little bit, you know, a little. If they just show God a little bit, God can work with that. But if the person is absolutely stalwart and stalemating and resistant, then, I go to the scriptures and it says that he who hardened his heart, who hardened his neck, will be reproved. So there are people that, like Pharaoh, right? That they just keep hardening their heart. Now, God is all powerful. How come God just didn't make Pharaoh do something? What did God do? God worked in Pharaoh's life. He worked in all of his circumstances. He made Pharaoh absolutely miserable. And Pharaoh still continued to be resistant. So you might have a mate, and you might just want to call your mate Pharaoh. That you're praying for God to change them, and they are just like Pharaoh. They are resisting everything. Man, God is working. God is convicting them. God is making them miserable. God is doing this. God is doing that. And they're just not going to change for right now, it seems. Then you seek the God, favor of God on your life. Reverence, righteousness, and release. You stay steadfast and unmovable and abound in the work of the Lord. And let God deal with Pharaoh. All right? Because you can't change Pharaoh's heart. Moses couldn't change Pharaoh. And so you can't change Pharaoh. So with that said, I knew I had to get that out because people are going to, when I start covering this right here, people are going to be sitting there saying, well, you know what? How does that work? How does that work? All right. But when you have found favor and you have been blessed with a good marital partner, first of all, you have an individual that's going to bring out the best in you. Now, I see people that are married, and they bring out the worst in each other. Now, you know, there are some times that my wife and I get into a disagreement, and I call that friendly fellowship. And it's at those times that there's a potential for the best not to come out in her or in me. Now, somebody said, well, Pastor, what do you and your wife disagree about? And I always tell people, well, then you pray that the Lord call you to be a preacher, then you'll find out what you'll know exactly what people disagree about. But I can say, for the most part, that my wife brings out the best in me. You know, this technology that we have today, you know, it can be a curse or it can be a blessing. My wife will text me a couple times a day, thinking about you, love you, praying for you. You know, that's a blessing, man. You know, that's a blessing. I love to get there, and I'll respond back. You know, I appreciate it, and you know. But I mean, you know, it's just, you know, the other person will bring out the best in you. If God has blessed you with a mate, and you are receiving the favor of God, then this person will make you shine. Paul said in Ephesians, we won't turn there, but he said, you know, husbands, love your wives just like Christ loved the church. And what did Christ want to do with the church? Watch this now. He said that he wanted to wash the church and that he wanted to present the church as a bride without blemish. And so what should the husband and the wife want to do for each other? They should want to present each other to God as a person without blemish. And if you have been blessed with a mate, then you should be in a relationship with somebody who is bringing the best out in you. And that's a word of counsel for those of you who are not married. If you're in a relationship and this person, every time you're together, you know, you find yourself going into a bag that you don't want to go into, then you got to ask yourself the question, is this person bringing out the best in me? Because that's what favor is. God is not going to give you somebody. God is not going to bless you with somebody. God is not going to favor you with somebody that's going to bring out the worst in you. So we can't rush ahead and do this thing on our own. We got to wait for the Lord. The second thing, if you have a mate who has been favored from God. This person is a friend. Somebody that you can spend special time with. Somebody that you can go out and, I will say this, that, I there's a couple pastors that I hang around with, but my wife is my best friend. You know, she's my, I just tell you, she's my best friend. And, this, I love to talk to her. I love going out and spending time together and the fellowship that we have. And, and sometimes, we will sit there in the living room and she likes, I don't necessarily like to watch her programs, but she'll sit down and watch mine with me. And we'll sit there, because I like to watch sitcoms sometimes, and we just laugh. And I just like being with my friend, watching my favorite TV show. And so, if you have found favor, God blesses you with a friend. Now, you know what? I'll say this. I know some of y'all sitting there now, and you probably, because I know there was a time when, my wife and I would go to service, and the preacher would be up there preaching about marriage and husbands, and I'd be like, man, when is he going to get off of that, man? When is he going to go to that next point? You mean to tell me I got to sit here and listen to this, and my wife is sitting right here? So I know there's some of y'all out there now. I'm just going to tell you, I know you're out there. All right. But we're talking about favor, right? That if you have found favor with God, that you have a friend. If you have found favor with God, you got somebody that got your back. Somebody that's watching out for you. There was no greater comfort for me than to know that when I went through my time of sickness, that my wife was there with me and that she had my back. And that when they came in and did something, well, what's that? What's that? What you doing there? What's that? Somebody that has your back. And that's a blessing from God. Because you might be, I hope that I go to glory before my wife, because I don't want to be here without her, because she got my back. Now my kids, I believe they got my back, but I think that when I'm in that nursing home in the wheelchair, right, I already know that they're gonna get about 4 or 5 slaps in first. They're going to get about 4 or 5 in it. And then, okay, Dad, we'll take care of you now. But I know my wife got my back. And it's good to know. Now, I got scripture. We're not looking at these scriptures, but all these you can find in the Bible. Ecclesiastes says 2 is better than 1. Because if one person falls, then there's somebody there to pick them up. Somebody that got their back. All right? If you've been blessed with favor, then you have a person that is loyal, to you. You don't have to be worrying about the other person sneaking and creeping, all right? That you can go to bed at night knowing that everything is all right, because this person is loyal to you, all right? That means you got the favor of God. You've been blessed with favor. You have a person that loves you unconditionally. Loves you unconditionally. I was talking to a lady last week, and I hadn't seen her in a long time, and she had got married. And I asked her how marriage was going. Now, this is not somebody from Bethany, so I wouldn't tell this one. I asked her how it was going, and she said, it's still going. Still going great. I said, well, you must have a person that really loves you. And she said, you know how I know that this man loved me even before we got married? Is that on one of our first dates, she said, I got sick and I was a mess. Now, that's all I'm going to say, right? If she was more graphic than that. She said, and I was a mess. And she said that this man helped me, stuck by me that night, and just, didn't turn away, stayed right there with me. And I said that, you know what? That's unconditional love, right? Unconditional love. And there's an illustration that I share at weddings. Whenever I do a wedding, that there was a couple in this church. Both of them have gone on to glory. And you know, I remember going over visiting this sister, and I would go and I would see her husband, and he would be in the bed every time I go over there and visit. And then one time I went over there and he was sitting up in the chair. And I said, sister, how did he get in the chair? And she said, well, you know, the doctor said he needs to get up a couple times a day because if he doesn't, he'll get bed sore. So she said, Reverend, she said, every day. You know, I find a way. Now, I'm talking about an elderly couple, right? She said, every day I find a way to get him off of the bed and put him up in his chair so he can sit up. She said, Reverend, I got to change him. I got to feed him. I got to do everything for him. That's unconditional love. She was getting absolutely nothing from that relationship. She was getting nothing from it at all. And she was, favor is what? Releasing. And that's all she was doing was giving. That's unconditional love. And that when you have found favor with God, and God has blessed you with a mate, that person loves you unconditionally. When you think about those marital vows, for better or for worse, for richer or poorer, in sickness and in health. Wow. If God blesses you, if God puts his favor on you, then that's what you have right there. And then if you have the favor of God on your relationship, you have someone that shares intimately. Now, I'm not going to read that verse in Proverbs, because if I was to read it, I would get, don't even put it up on the screen, because I'd get in trouble, because it's very graphic. Now, that's the Bible, right? But I know some of us get a little squirmish and a little queasy when we start wandering off down the road. But in your time, now I see some of y'all looking now. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Some of y'all going to it right now. All right? But Proverbs 5, 18 and 19. Yeah, baby. And as Forrest Gump would say, that's all I got to say about that. And then finally, the sixth benefit of favor is pursuit. Pursuit. Look at Psalm 23. Psalm 23. Psalm 23 and verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, in order for me to prove my point, I had to do some research, and I had to put on my Hebrew hat. You know, when I took Hebrew in seminary, so I had to go back and put my Hebrew hat on. So y'all stay with me a little while, because I'm going to take you somewhere. Put that slide, that last slide up there, my brother. All right? The word goodness in Psalm 23 and verse 6 is the Hebrew word tov. All right? And we find the same word in Nehemiah 2:5, the same Hebrew word that's related to this, yatov, in Nehemiah 2:5. And there it is translated favor. That word goodness can also be translated favor. Now, the word mercy comes from the Hebrew word chesed. And this same word is found in Esther 2:17, in Job 10:12, and Daniel 1:9. And the word chesed in all three of those passages is translated favor. So what is the Lord saying in the 23rd Psalm? He said, in case you didn't miss it, surely, and this is the Glaze translation, surely favor and favor and more favor and abundant favor will follow me all the days of my life. That God's favor will hound me like that deer that's being chased by a ferocious enemy. And as that deer jumps over the water, the enemy jumps right behind him. And as the deer darts to the right, The ferocious enemy darts to the right. And as the deer gets out in the open ground, and that enemy is right on his tail, chasing him down. That's what David is saying here. That word follow, it means to pursue heavily. It means to pursue with every ounce of energy that you have. And whenever the favor of God is on our life, it will run us down. I told y'all the story. I know you're getting tired of me hearing it, but I said I'm going to close out with that story, right, about the guy that was on the desert island, and he was shipwrecking two men, and the one guy kept saying that I'm a millionaire. And the guy said, well, we can't get off this island because you're a millionaire. He said, well, I'm a millionaire. He said, we can't get our plane fixed because you're a millionaire. The guy said, well, I'm a millionaire. He said, look, I'm getting tired of you saying that you're a millionaire. Here we are stuck on this island. What difference does it make that you're a millionaire? He said, well, you see, he said, I tithe to my church, and my pastor will find us. And that's the way goodness and mercy is, right? That's the way the favor of God is. You can be shipwrecked on a desert island, and the favor of God will find you. You can be well, and the favor of God will find you. You can be sick, and the favor of God will find you. You can be rich, and the favor of God will find you. You can be poor, and the favor of God will find you. You can be educated, and the favor of God will find you. You can be uneducated, and the favor of God will find you. You can be in Penn Hills, and the favor of God will find you. You can be in Homewood, and the favor of God will find you. You can be in Monroeville, and the favor of God can find you. You can be like Lydia and I. When we went to Africa, we got on a plane and went all the way across the pond, landed in Africa, and ran, got with Andre Cassell, ran up into the bush, ran into the upcountry, ran into the ghetto, the slum area, turned around, and everywhere we looked, goodness and mercy was there. The favor of God. The favor of God will find you. Do you have God's favor on your life? Bible says that Mary was highly favored, highly favored. Father, we come to you today, Lord, and we thank you for favor. And Lord, our heart and our desire is that we might experience your favor resting upon our lives. Lord, that the favor of God would be upon us. And Lord, we realize that when your favor is on us, that don't mean that we're not going to get sick. That don't mean that we might not have problems. But it means that whatever situation that we're in, that your favor, Lord, that your special treatment, that your special consideration, that your blessing, Lord, will be on whatever situation that we're in. The favor of God. And so, Lord, I pray that this would be something that all of your people would desire. Lord, that they would desire to walk in divine favor and experience the power of favor on the life of a person. Lord, I pray today that if there's someone here.
Thank you for joining us this evening on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. We hope you were challenged by today's teaching. Join us next time for another challenging teaching from Dr. Glaze. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes and outline of today's teaching, Highly Favored, you can contact us here at the Anchored in Jesus radio program by calling 877-831-5060 and request Highly Favored or program number 111113. Again, that's 877-831-5060 and request Highly Favored or program number 111113. Another convenient way to contact us is by way of email, aij@bethanybaptist-pgh.org. Again, that's aij@bethanybaptist-pgh.org. If you would like to make a financial contribution to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, you can send it to the Anchored in Jesus radio program at 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208. That's the Anchored in Jesus radio program at 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208. We here at Anchored in Jesus would love to have you come and visit with us at Bethany Baptist Church. Service starts at 10:30 each Sunday morning. Call 877-831-5060 or refer to bethanybaptist-pgh.org for directions or further details, not only pertaining to our Sunday morning service, but also the various other services at the Bethany Center each week, as well as training opportunities offered through the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, is taken from Hebrews 6:19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude tonight's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.